Coming just after difficult budget deliberations last month, Council considered a motion brought forward by Councillor Paul Shaves to look into implementing non-Kingston resident user fees for city facilities and services. The motion cites budget constraints and significant growth pressures, and argues for the importance of residents having equitable and prioritized access to city-owned facilities and services supported by their property taxes. Options suggested in the motion included differential pricing structures for non-residents, priority registration windows for Kingston residents for recreational programs, facility bookings, and other high-demand services, and resident-only access periods or capacity allocations for specific city-owned facilities. Loyalist was the only neighboring municipality explicitly identified in discussion as charging non-resident user fees. Councillor Connie Glenn was the first to bring up concerns with the idea.
You know, I understand the fiscal concerns that we are facing. I mean, we just went through a really difficult budget challenge. But I also am concerned about, to some degree, the neighborliness, if you will put it that way. I'm looking at what's happening in the broader context out here. We've just gone through a tariff scare, and hopefully it stays a scare. But it almost seems a little bit like this, that we're talking about our neighbors next door. And my concern with this motion has to do with that we maintain good relationships because we don't know when we're going to have to rely on our neighbors for support on something. So I'm okay with having a look at things, but I just want to make sure that we don't overstep in how we approach this and that we give consideration to the mutual support that we need to have in our region. So I'm going to leave it at that. I just find myself discomforted by the fact that we're bringing this kind of emotion.
Councillor Ryan Bohm brought up similar worries, also referencing the recent threats of tariffs from the United States.
My one concern here is just in light of sort of what's going on with the states right now is, you know, are we going to start a resident, non-resident user fee war with all our neighbors, and all of a sudden everybody's trying to outdo each other, and it just becomes this, you know, leapfrog effect where everybody's constantly raising their fees for non-residents.
Councillor Jeff McLaren also took issue with the idea, citing larger value-based concerns.
I'm very, very much against the very principle that this represents. We are setting up discriminatory walls, and it seems that other municipalities have also done that already, and we are going to just encourage this. It seems to be getting more, and where does it stop? Are we going to block everybody at some point because they're not paying taxes here? That doesn't seem to be part of the spirit of not discriminate against place of origin. We do have that as one of the principles that we live on in this country. And let's consider what we're doing here. We're actually going to create two tiers of citizenship or residency based on where you live. That doesn't seem right. There's something very wrong about that. Public amenities should be public, and equally so. There are lots of parks in Kingston that I don't visit, but I still pay taxes to fund that. Do we want to have the idea that, hey, if we don't use a particular amenity, I don't want to pay for it? This seems to me that we're being mean and petty and discriminatory.
Councillor Jimmy Hassan brought up his personal experience accessing local facilities, also arguing that Kingston should prioritize its taxpayers.
I remember that when me and my wife was waking up 4 o'clock, get into the line at the YMCA for the swimming lessons. And we are a taxpayer from 2005 since I bought my first house. And we are still paying taxes. And I see the still same situation from the Kingston resident. The long lines, and you know, they have to wake up early, and then still, it's not that we are opposing on them and forcing them to do that, but it's a lack of availability because the other people, other non-resident also in standing up in the line probably in front of them. And about the tariff, you know, we are not trading anything with them. So we are just offering them facilities here. When you use Frontenac transportation, you pay for them. we use their facility for ambulance, we pay for it, or they pay to us too. It's no such a tariff thing. It's not terrible things asking a fair share to maintain the cost of it. They are welcome to use anytime. They can get into the line with our resident, but they have to pay a little bit more because our taxpayer paying the taxes to use the services from the city, and they deserve better and first.
After hearing from councillors, Mayor Brian Patterson made a final statement and requested that council wait for him to discuss the issue with other mayors.
I think this is about fairness. And you can be neighborly and talk about fairness, right? So the last couple of years, the mayors of all of our neighboring municipalities have been meeting. And it's been good discussions. And you know what we talk about? We talk about, are there ways that we may need to work together so that not every municipality is investing in the same thing? That maybe there are ways that we can partner and we can create, for example, recreational facilities that maybe can be shared. This, in my view, is just part of that discussion. We're just getting some information about potential possibilities about, okay, if we want to finance new pools or new arenas in the future that are very expensive or other facilities, that we can have those discussions to say, okay, well, there are different ways that, you know, if Kingston was to take the lead on it, the ways that we could look at different fee structures, or we could look at different partnerships, as we've done so with Loyalist. And maybe there are other municipalities that may want to do the same thing with us, right? There's really nothing unneighborly about this. I think right now it's about getting information. I think what would be key is if council would indulge me, is if the information comes back and we think we want to discuss it further, then I would ask that you allow me to speak to the other mayors first so that we can have those discussions. So it's not something that we're just imposing unilaterally, but we're having those very open discussions about, we're trying to figure out how to finance those pieces. These are fair and reasonable discussions that happen all the time between municipalities. So I think that we can all agree that the spirit around this table is not in any way antagonistic. It's just about figuring out how we can do more.
In the end, most councillors were open to exploring the idea, with only councillors Glenn and McLaren opposed. City staff will report back to council with research and recommendations for implementing non-Kingston resident fees in time to be considered as part of the 2026 municipal budget process. This has been Christina Laurie with CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.